He shook his head, his eyes seeming to memorize her face as she spoke. Could he feel the same draw that she did? This attraction, and more. It did, and so, in that way, it feels as if it is mine, and I cannot quite explain it, but I love it here. I would not leave for anything.
I am glad of it, that you are contented.
He moved closer, just an inch, but there were scant few inches between them to begin with. His eyes dropped to her lips. Her chin tilted up. Questions flooded her mind. Would he kiss her? Should she let him? What would kissing Sir Henry Ainslie feel like? What would her neighbours think should they learn of it? What? All thoughts cut off when his eyes lifted to hers. Blessed silence blanketed her nerves, and she stared into their azure depths. Another inch was gone between them, but she hadn't a clue if she or he had closed the space. His free hand brushed back curls as the wind tossed them in her eyes. His fingers were cold as they grazed her cheekbone, but they left warmth in their wake. And she wanted his kiss, wanted more from Sir Henry than simple kindness or friendship. A shout sounded below them, and the moment, pulled taut between them, snapped.